I'm doing well. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries at all.
Right off the hop, I got to tell you, you're one of my favorite follows on X. Right now, you're counting down the favorite roadside attractions of Canadians. How is the Big Goose in Wawa doing?
Unfortunately, it didn't do as well as I thought it would. It made it through the first few rounds, but now we're actually just in the final, pretty much the final round, and it looks like the Terry Fox Memorial statue near Thunder Bay is going to take it all.
Oh, fantastic. That's a good one.
It is.
Before we talk about the book, which is incredibly exciting, I'm just curious where this love of history started for you.
Well, growing up in the 90s, I was always kind of interested in history, and it was mostly like ancient history and things like that. But then when I started seeing things like the Heritage Minutes, I was reading Pierre Burton, and then seeing something like Canada People's History really changed how I saw Canadian history. And I kind of realized that it's not a case of Canadian history being boring. It's all in how it's presented. And if you present history in a fun and interesting manner, people really latch on to that. And that's kind of what I found with my work.
And that's exactly what you do. You make it fun. And thank you for doing that, because I'm 55 years old and I'm still learning stuff from you. So thank you.
You're welcome.
So the new book, Canada's Main Street, the epic story of the Trans-Canada Highway. I drove it in, I think it was 1982. It was my mom, my dad, myself, my sister, and our cat. We moved from Ottawa to Edmonton, so we were on it for quite a while. It's 7,821 kilometers. Why did you decide this needed a book written about it?
Well, when you look at the Trans-Canada Highway, it kind of gets overshadowed in our history by the building of the CPR. And I really thought that the highway was a really big part of our history. And, I mean, it took longer than the CPR to build. It cost more money to build. And everybody uses it. I mean, everybody has driven on the Trans-Canada Highway at least once. I mean, if you're down in Calgary and you're driving to Peter's Drive-In, you're on 16th Avenue, that's the Trans-Canada Highway. So we've all driven on it, but we just really don't think much about it in our history. So I really want to explore that and look at it and how it was built and everything that went into making it a reality.
I love that the Trans-Canada has a Peter's on it. That's fantastic. Because, you know, that's a must stop.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Peter's driving. I mean, you can't go wrong.
What would you suggest are some of the other must stops along the way?
Well, I mean, there's so many great ones along the way. It's if you're into roadside attractions, then, you know, pull off and see Mac the Moose and Moose Jaw, or see the Wawa Goose, or any number of roadside attractions that have been built along the Trans-Canada Highway. But there's also so much history, too, as you're driving through. Like, you might think you're driving through Saskatchewan, there's nothing there. But when you pull off into those little towns, you find these amazing little local history museums. Museums or beautiful landscapes. I mean, just driving through Ontario and you're over north of Lake Superior, it's a beautiful landscape. You know, pull off and just kind of enjoy looking out onto that beautiful lake for a little while.
And the engineering challenges, my gosh, through northern Ontario or into the mountains, into the Rockies, it must have been incredibly tough to get that thing through there.
It really was. I mean, there were roads that existed, and, you know, we did follow some of those roads, but that was mostly in the prairies and in eastern Canada. But like you said, over Lake Superior, there really wasn't a road there. The road that actually went across Canada went through northern Ontario and then came down. It didn't really go through places like Wawa and Marathon and everything. So building through there was a big challenge, because they were building through Muskeg and they were building through forest and all of that, and they were really facing a lot of the same challenges that the people building the CPR did. And then obviously building into British Columbia and, you know, building those tunnels near Revelstoke and all of that really took a lot of work, and is one of the reasons why it did take so long to build the Trans-Canada. It was supposed to be finished about 1957 and wasn't technically finished until 1971, even though Diefenbaker did tamp down the last of the asphalt in the Rogers Pass in 1962.
Oh, wow. See, there's another thing. I had no idea. Where were you in junior high and high school when I needed a teacher to hang on to me and to actually grab my attention?
I hear that a lot, actually.
Well, the book's called Canada's Main Street, the epic story of the Trans-Canada Highway. Where can we find it?
You can find it in pretty much every bookstore that is in your area. You can find it on Amazon, through Sutherland Press, a whole bunch of areas. It's pretty much everywhere you can buy books, you'll find it.
And I highly recommend following Craig on X, or whatever you want to call it, Twitter. What's your handle on there?
My handle on there is Craig Baird, CraigBaird.
Fantastic. Craig, thanks for coming on the show for just a few minutes. I look forward to reading the book.
Well, thanks for having me.